The Work of Reformation to Begin in the Home. Ellen G. White. The people of God are asleep to their present and eternal good. The Lord calls upon them to arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He desires them to go to work in unity, in faith and love. He desires that the work of reformation shall begin in the home, with the fathers and mothers, and then the church will realize the Holy Spirit's working. The influence of this work will go through the church like leaven. Fathers and mothers need converting. They have not educated themselves to mold and fashion the characters of their children aright. As God's ministers, dear parents, you must use the precious remnant of time in doing the work He has left for you. He desires that by wise methods in your home, you shall train your children for Him. Learn of Jesus, be doers of His word. When you do this, you will not become angry at things that take place in the home. You will not be harsh and cross, overbearing and exacting. Harshness and threats do no good. Parents must be kind if they would teach their children to love Jesus as their best friend. Children need to have religion made attractive, not repulsive. The hour of family worship should be made the happiest hour of the day. Let the reading of the scriptures be well chosen and simple. Let the children join in the singing, and let the prayers be short and right to the point. The minister alone cannot do this work that needs to be done for our churches. The members must have the savor of salt in themselves. But if the salt has lost its savor, how can the families be salted? How can they be preserved from the corruptions and immorality that exist in this age? Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs? So can no fountain yield both salt water and fresh. Christ is our pattern. In Him is perfection of character, of outward manner, and inward grace. He never spoke a discourteous word. He was meek and lowly in heart. The Lord is coming. This earth's history is soon to close. Are you prepared to meet the Judge of all the earth? Bear in mind that He shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy. How terrible it will be in the last great day to find that those with whom we have been familiarly associated are separated from us forever. To see the members of our family, perhaps our own children, unsaved. To find those who have visited our homes and eaten at our tables among the lost. Then we shall ask ourselves the question, was it because of my impatience, my unchristlike disposition? Was it because self was not under control that the religion of Christ became distasteful to them? As you seek to enlighten others, with your minds under the holy influence of the Spirit of God, your attention will be directed toward those things that are of eternal interest. In such efforts, mingled with prayer for divine light, your own hearts will throb with the quickening influence of the grace of God. Your own affections will glow with more divine fervor, and your whole Christian life will be more of a reality, more earnest, more prayerful. Thus, with Christ abiding in the heart, you may become laborers together with God. Mrs. E. G. White.